And thanks for listening to the podcast. My name's April, but you might know me as the Podzilla. I've decided that I really want to share some things that I know because I know now that I didn't always know what I know, but now I do. So every week, I'll be sharing bite-sized real talks with advice that you didn't even know you needed. If you already follow me online, then you know that I love talking about why everybody is a good body. But there's lots of things that I didn't know about body positivity and activism that I'd love to share with you, as well as sharing my advice as a fat person so that you, like me, can become more inclusive and happy with your own body. I'm here to learn, teach, and grow. So if you are too, subscribe to hear from me whenever a new episode drops. Welcome back to episode 3, season 2 of the podcast. Today, we're talking about parasocial relationships. The first time I ever heard about this concept was through the legendary Flex Mami. She spoke about it and that led me to Googling, which if you're familiar with Flex is the 100% correct way to educate yourself about things because it's free and available 24/7. Have you ever thought, I know if I met that person in real life, we would become best friends, about a celebrity or someone you follow online? I'm not talking about meeting people through social media, like in a Facebook group. I mean that moment where you tell yourself you're the sixth member of the Spice Girls after watching Spice World 100 times in a row. No, just me. Wikipedia explains that a parasocial interaction and exposure that garners interest in a persona becomes a parasocial relationship after repeated exposure to the media persona causes the media user to develop illusions of intimacy, friendship, and identification. A better way to explain what that might look like in real life, seeing as the term parasocial interaction was coined in 1956, might be when you start following someone on Instagram after seeing them on TV. This can result in a relationship where one person is exerting more energy into the interactions, feeling a genuine connection with someone, and the other person is not necessarily taking the same interest. The most common time we see parasocial relationships discussed is after the death of a celebrity. We hear how that person made people feel through their work and how knowing them was so impactful. Is this sentiment genuine? Yes. The attachment we feel in a parasocial interaction is real, even though we may not genuinely have the connection with the subject of that attachment. Social media gives us the chance to interact directly with people, taking them from a persona to a person. We see their homes, their family, their daily errands, and they become part of our daily online life. So, is this unhealthy? Some say yes. Because of the easy access to online content, especially for younger people, this has normalized becoming attached to or even obsessed with someone famous. Now, if you know how much time I spent consuming information about Mel B, yes, the Spice Girls were and always will be the ultimate parasocial relationship for me, then you know this could become unhealthy. Instead of begging to buy every magazine that showed even the tiniest paparazzi image of your favorite celebrity, you're now following them on every social media, interacting with them and hoping that they will notice you. This is the modern day version of imagining you'd be discovered as a model while on holidays with your family and suddenly become rich and famous, or that the storyline of the Princess Diaries would come true for you. The trouble with this is that you're genuinely waiting for this person to reply, because unlike a fan letter, your DM or comment can't get lost in the mail. It could become a negative thing when a celebrity doesn't respond to you after multiple attempts to get their attention. It could also mean an increase in social avoidance, like the time I stayed home reading Breaking Dawn instead of going to the club on a Saturday night. However, others argue that this could be a positive social step. Allowing people to connect over their shared interest in someone creates a fandom where they instead become friends with each other. So, while parasocial relationships are not abnormal or unhealthy, it's wise to exercise caution or think critically about your real connections to your favourite follows. It's a widely held belief, and one that I share, that people who hold a large platform have responsibility to ensure that they uphold their personal values. And I say it that way because I think it's up to us, as the people following celebrities online, to realise that we follow them for who they are, not who we want them to be. Because more than ever, the contentious nature of online content creation and consumption means that the same real people we love to get a little love heart on our DM from are being subjected to abuse, daily demands for action, and trolling. These are negative parasocial relationships, toxic, one-sided, and without a lot of empathy. these are the interactions that say, you should speak about this. Why don't you comment on XYZ? Or simply talk about that person's looks or behavior in a way that's totally not cool. It can also be people who simply start talking or asking for information without a greeting or a simple polite conversation. I am so lucky that I rarely experience this kind of behavior from all the rad humans that follow me, and for that I am always grateful. I hope this little lesson about parasocial relationships has been useful. If you loved it, let me know. And until next week, remember, your body, my body, everybody is a good body. Thanks again for listening to this episode of The Bodcast, part of the Acast Creator Network. If you enjoyed it, then don't forget to rate, like, subscribe, follow, whatever it is that you need to do so that you don't miss an episode. And if you know someone that might like it, don't forget to share it with them. You can also come and chat to me about anything from this episode on Instagram or Facebook. You'll find me at The Bodzilla. This podcast is about me, but it's also about you. So if you have questions, need advice, or want to hear my thoughts on something, head to thebodzilla.com and let me know. I'll leave the links where you can find them.